Welcome to another episode of Stories for Mormons podcast. My name is Jonathan Kingsley, and I'll be your host. This is a podcast of storytelling, specifically stories to invite members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to think about their assumptions in a new way. These may be assumptions given to us through culture, theology, and doctrine. Jesus often used stories called parables that invited his religious institution into new ways of living by asking the believers to reconsider and challenge their own assumptions. The Good Samaritan is a good example of this type of storytelling. It can be difficult to take a good hard look at our assumptions from someone else's perspective, and many of us would prefer not to engage with such a wrestle. I mean, when Jacob wrestled with God, was his hip not dislocated? So why do it? Why take the risk? Because when we understand our assumptions, we are better able to respond to life rather than react impulsively to it. We increase our capacity to hold paradox, which is the ultimate tool for pointing to truth. We open ourselves up to new ways of seeing that are broad and deep. Our capacity for compassion, forgiveness, and love increases. The image of the cross seems to be the ultimate symbol of self-examination. It is said Jesus loves us all, and is able to do so because he has descended below all things. Does this not point to the descent into the self that we each must take to break free from the barriers that keep us from fully loving, from fully living? I hope you all enjoy this episode, and please share your interpretations of this story by sending an email to storiesformormons@gmail.com. Please put the episode number in your heading so I can better filter the emails. For example, on this episode, put in your heading, Episode 3 Commentary. Your interpretations will be shared in the follow-up episode to this one. Thank you, and on to the story.
Episode 3, The Prodigal God.
Welcome to the celestial kingdom, God said as he embraced the woman who had just died. She felt so good, and the glory of God was all around her, and she experienced the joy and ecstasy of all who were present there with her. She was reunited with her husband and father and mother, aunts and uncles, and all other family and friends that had died before her. Suddenly, in spite of her great joy, she began to feel an enormous emptiness, like someone was missing. She looked and looked for her son who had died in his early 20s, desperate to reunite with him. No matter how hard she searched, she couldn't find him. Finally, she inquired of God, "Where is my son, that I may embrace him and tell him I love him, so that this great emptiness might be taken from me?" God said, "He is not worthy of the celestial kingdom. He made choices on earth that consigned him to the telestial kingdom." The mother was heartbroken, as this was her only son. It was as if he had died all over again. The emptiness she was feeling now seemed like an eternal abyss of misery. "How can this be heaven without my only son?" she thought. Pleading with God, she asked that her son be allowed to progress and also enter into the celestial kingdom, but God would not allow it. "Your son has reached the end of his progression," God responded. God did remark that she could go and visit him in the lesser kingdom if she wished. This gave the mother hope of reuniting with her son. The moment she came to her son, they embraced. Her joy returned, and the emptiness vanished. Meanwhile, back in the celestial kingdom, her husband, now realizing not only his son, but his wife were not with him, decided to go to the place they were as well. This decision soon led to a chain reaction, where other family members, recognizing their loved one's absences, also went to God begging if they could be brought to the celestial kingdom. But God always denied such requests. As a result, others also began to make the exodus, a few at a time, then more and more, until finally God was alone in his kingdom. Some had gone to the terrestrial kingdom at first, but ultimately all ended up in the celestial kingdom. A man, who was a Buddhist on earth and a wise elder in heaven, recognized that there were still a few individuals missing. It was said that these were the people in outer darkness, and that in this place there was much wailing and gnashing of teeth, with no glory to be had there. Hearing this, the wise Buddhist led a discussion among all those present, and it was unanimously decided that they would all move to outer darkness together to complete their eternal connections with the human family. The surprise from those who were already in outer darkness was indescribable, as they were embraced and filled with the love from their families and the rest of humanity who had come for them. This love was so abundant and overpowering that there were no sorrows, no more pain, because all were now eternally united. Outer darkness became their heaven through the sharing and experiencing of human love. Then, many days after everyone had left the celestial kingdom, God grew tired of being alone. Finally, God said to himself, "I will travel to outer darkness and say to the rest of humanity, I have sinned both against heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your God. Please take me on as a hired servant." So God traveled into the outer darkness. While he was yet a long way off, humanity saw him coming, and being filled with love and compassion, ran to God and embraced and kissed him. God said, "I have sinned both against heaven and you, and am no longer worthy to be called your God." But before he could finish, all immediately rejoiced, saying, "We must celebrate with a feast, for this God of ours who had been dead to us has now returned to life. God who was once apart is now fully with us." And so the party began. Thanks again for letting me share this story with you. Again, please email your interpretations with the header Episode 2 Commentary to storiesformormons@gmail.com to be shared in the next episode. Thank you.